from Genesis and John, creation by word, light, and life. It was good. Our story of creation is one we could have heard at church or from our parents, and even the secular world at times chooses to talk about creation. Nevertheless, this story is about an ongoing creation, a creation that continues to create from creation itself. God created creatures and vegetation, and they continue to grow in creation as they themselves create new. God does not simply stop to rest on the Sabbath by putting down all the creative tools, as I would if I were working on a project, waiting for a time when I have enough energy to start creating again. In my case, the project stops when I do. In God's creation, creation continues creating while God rests. The creative power now given to the creatures, and they go on creating as they exist in God's created world. It is the creatures God created that have the ability to move forward, living and passing on the life God has given them. God's creative power lives in God's creatures that share creation, united by the love of the Creator. It is God's love and God's hope for creation that God set in place so all God's creation would pass on love to each other. In John 1, we hear that God was not alone in His creating. The Word, along with the breath or wind, together, all things came into being. It is that Word which becomes the light of the world for God's creation. It is God in the human God made that comes to rescue God's creation when the creatures get sidetracked from creating love and create hate instead. God's Son comes to save us from our own misguided creating, and the God in Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, who brings love back to God's creatures as we continue being created to create new. God reminds us we are all God's creation, created in love, to be love, and to show love. Jesus shows us the greatest love of all by laying down His life for God's creation. God shows us the gate of salvation by which we may enter. Jesus is that open gate to God's righteousness that we are invited to enter for love and life. God continues to create, and God's creatures continue to walk with the One who is the open gate. Jesus invites us to enter the creation of love because He is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Great designer of all things, the light and darkness, the dome in the midst of the waters, the sky and dry land, the vegetation, the seasons, the swarms of living creatures, birds and great sea monsters, creeping things and wild animals, and us. All these were brought into being with a word on your lips, and it was good. You have opened the gate of forgiveness to all creation through Jesus Christ. Amen.